Slipknot is my favorite, it's Polish, but if we're talking about like the black metal stuff, it's actually Norway, not Poland, yeah. But close enough. Yes, I'm no. into brutal Norwegian black metal, yes. I might look sweet, but I would absolutely eat your cat. No, I would.
Why I always want to be a Playboy model, just to piss off my daddy, and I achieved that 3 times.
Wow, look at just you! Justin, have you ever been with a girl that spoke a different language in bed?
Have you ever slept with a Japanese woman?
You lost him on the moment when you asked me, have you ever been with a woman? Eat pineapple on your pizza?
I mean,
I know that you do. Not Italian at all.
You're never getting pierogies made for you.
And he's gone.
Hello and welcome to the Working Perspectives Podcast. I'm Matt Lavelle. He's J-Dub Justin Richardson. Our guest today is the one and only Sabian Demonia. I'll tell you, honestly, might have just broken the record for our most favorite guest of all time. We've had 330 episodes of this show, or close to, and she was the most fun. Total, like, you know, no holding back, just let it rip, and like really funny, really open, charming as hell, like really had a lot of fun with her. J-Dub, your thoughts?
She is great guest. If you do not enjoy it, it's your issue.
Yeah, if you not enjoy it, then why don't you take a pierogi and go do what you want with it?
You do not deserve pierogi.
You get no pierogi. But dude, how much fun, how awesome, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, in a different world, I would like to earn a pierogi.
Oh, dude. Oh, my God. I fell in love with her right away on that. You know, like, dude, I was massively in love with her by the end of this episode. She was just so great. So much fun. We talked about, dude, we get into her, you know, her shooting schedule now and the different kind of things she's done and, you know, her plans for the future and how the big scene she has coming up and, you know, the different type of sites that she's trying to create and the different type of platform she's trying to open up for.
We need her to start reporting on the Thursday show or the Friday show. We need her as
We begged her. Responder. Yeah. She's so great. We've begged her to be a co-host on all shows that we have. So just shows you how great
this
she
show
is.
Every week, the new show every week. Let's get retorted every week. In fact, I'm trying to ask her to just replace Matt.
Yeah, I would love it if she replaced me, for sure.
Matt's just going to produce, and then she's going to host. And I'll still do Jadeb's questions and just sit here.
Yeah, that's all. I mean, that's kind of
Eastern European.
Yeah, she was awesome, though. So, I mean, super excited to get into this one. So, without any further ado, I'm Matt Lavelle. He's Jadeb Justin Richardson. This is the Working Perspectives Podcast. And our guest today is the one and only Sabian Demonia. Enjoy. Welcome to the Working Perspectives Podcast. I'm Matt Lavelle. He's J-Dub Justin Richardson. On the show today, we have an Eastern European tatted beauty, busty beauty, redheaded vixen, Sabian Demonia. It is a content creator, fetish model, adult star, and entrepreneur. She's known for her wild scenes, GG breasts, and her even bigger attitude. She's definitely one to watch. She started doing live studio and cam shows from Babe Station in the UK. Once Sabian took it to the next level, she worked for some of the most extreme Euro and U.S. studios, including Evil Angel, Fake Hub, Canal Plus, Alt Erotic, Fake Taxi, Mark Dorsal, Reality Lovers, Check VR, VR Taboo, Perverse Family, Bikini Fanatics, Legal Porno, Lust Realty, Gonzo.com, Alt Porn for You, and more. Over the past year, she scored a contract with Kink.com as director and contract star and her own self-titled channel at Adult Time. In just 4 years, Sabine's become very well known in and out of the adult industry and scored countless magazine covers and features for worldwide publications like FHM, XBiz, Hustler, Bad, Bubble Shake, Inked Barbie, Kink Queens, Femme Rebelle, Tattoo Planet, Tattoo Culture, Kinked, and more. In 2023, her worldwide fans fell in love with her FHM Canada and Bulgaria covers and features on Playboy in New Zealand, Norway, Kazakhstan, branded her as a Playboy Playmate. She's won awards for Creator Brand Ambassador of the Year in the XBiz Executive Awards, Best Overall Model, and Best Porn Cam Model for Spain's Euro Awards, Fetish Model of the Year from UK Glamour Awards, Gonzo Performer of the Year, and Jury Prize of Best Webcam Celebrity from Venus Awards, Clip Artist of the Year, Bucharest Summit Recognition Award for the Bucharest Summit Awards, Best Clip Artist and Best Live Cam Celebrity of the Year from the Live Cam Awards, Best Gonzo Alt Porn, Best Gothic Shoot, Best Ink Clip, and Best and the All-Star Awards, and the MV Mukbang Vid of the Year from the Many Vids Community Awards. Sabi has received numerous nominations from XBiz Europe, XBiz Creator, AVN, All-Star, Bucharest Summit, LiveCam, BCam, Fleshbot, Inked, UK Fetish, and Venus Awards. She's a brand ambassador for Hotline, Pineapple Support, and Gaming Adults Hentai Heroes. And previously, she was the first official Cherry TV ambassador, as well as representing XXX Nifty and Sugar Browns. Please welcome to the show the one and only Sabine Demonia. Sabine, how are you?
I'm good. Oh my God, that was loud.
And we're out of time. Thanks for coming. We'll see everybody next
nice
week.
You guys. Thank you very much. Great.
Hey, you earned it, Sabine. How are you?
I'm great. I mean, I almost fell asleep middle of your reading, but Jesus Christ. I need to, make it a little shorter and sweeter, I think.
I mean, it's, partially your first, own fault for doing so much.
She's the first guest to get bored by her own credits.
Yeah.
Honestly, she's like, Jesus, I did
my God. Is that ever ending? Like, what if I did to myself?
How many award shows have they come up with?
How bad, yeah, man?
Literally, how many awards show there is? And, it's fun. You can always dress nicely. You know, it's a prom after prom after prom. Cool. Why not?
I never got to go to my prom. Justin, you?
Exactly. Yeah. I go to prom like 4 times a year. Or 5 or 7. I don't know. Plenty.
Who's the one to get dressed up, have a good meal? Is food good there usually?
I mean, sometimes they give you food. I prefer those awards, to be honest.
Yeah, they better feed you.
They give you booze, though, right?
Not every time. Depends. I mean, I'm lucky enough to usually represent a company that have a table, so they usually give me booze.
Ooh, that's the way to do it.
This long list that you have to read kind of pay back with having a seat and a food and drink and a little extra, princess treatment here and there.
If I don't have a table, I'm not showing up.
Well, not most of the people doesn't have tables because they are, sponsor thing. The sponsor's big picking.
Before we get too far, love the earrings on the hoodie.
Same thing. Love
it's, actually, I just finished a shoot for Alt Erotic where I was an e-girl.
E-girl. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Matt does. That's Matt why. Likes
I mean, I do wear it's my own hoodie and whatever, but I usually don't have such a jolly face. I usually look more, scary and gothic.
I mean, you look great regardless. So
like
my nose is like very shiny. Usually it doesn't shine that much.
Matt does because he's a greasy Italian.
Yeah, I'm a dirty Dago bastard.
I love greasy Italians. They have great food. Did I mention you can get me for food? Like cookie pasta, I'm yours.
Oh, you're easy to try by food.
I'm easy. I'm in porn. Come on. You just need to know how to do good pasta. I think like half of Italians could have me every day.
If you can boil water, you're halfway there.
Lost me on this one, mister. Because it has to be from the scratch. Like boiling water, everybody.
I want to learn how to do that. I don't know how to do it. And I've seen it done.
You have already inspiration to learn how to do pasta, huh?
You know how to do it?
I do.
You know how to do it? Yeah.
Yeah.
You make the volcano. You crack the eggs in there, and then you kind of like fold it in on itself.
That's my brother. Yeah,
that's easy. You know, the simplest things take care, and you know, understanding of the process. So it might look simple. It might look like just simple pasta, but you know, the more simple the ingredients, the more complicated.
Yeah, you got a small window, and I feel like I would. Yeah, I'm scared to do it. I feel like if the eggs are gonna get everywhere.
That's what she said.
Oh, I have a good question about that. Don't let me forget.
Why don't you ask it now?
All right. So, like, you know the concept of, like, how women have a limited number of eggs? What if dudes had a limited number of cums? Like, you only have, like, a certain... And like, the concept of, like, you don't know how many you have?
My God. You know I would have ran out years ago. You know, yeah.
Isn't that crazy? That would be nuts because you don't know how many you have. And you're like, you know, you'd be in your 40s. You'd be like, I don't know. I think I got like 6 good ones left. And that's about it.
I mean,
use them all up.
I mean, you imagine natural selection.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. And then you'd have dudes who like wasted all of them.
I can tell you like that. That would be the only way to prevent fuckboys from existing.
You say fuckboys?
Fuckboys, yes.
Fuckboys.
Fuckboys.
Because, you know, you would know that the guy is fuckboy because in his 30s, he will be already empty as fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. True.
He's like, I'll marry you, but I only got 3 cums left.
Yeah.
He said, and he's only 27. Bye, guys. But that will make my work complicated simply because, you know, I like gangbangs and those guys are going like 3 times a day. They will be over with their job in 2 years.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? They'd be done. Absolutely.
Yeah. They have to retire like NFL players. They're like, yeah, I'm all out of cums. But back in my day.
If you look at their crotches, they're like deflated. Like
it looks like a sock just hanging there empty. Yeah, it's empty.
It whistles in the wind.
That would be so fucking sad.
Yeah.
Really.
I mean, be a terrible place to live.
That's not what happens. Dudes have unlimited cums. You can make babies at 90.
Shout out.
Mick Jagger had a kid at like 88.
Babies at 90 is a little selfish, I will be honest.
A little selfish, not going to lie.
Very true. Very true. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Can you imagine being 100 and having a 10-year-old?
Cool. Yeah. Pretty cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The fact that you can is incredible. Yeah. You know.
I mean, technically you can, but you can't because then you can't even carry that baby because you're too old and cranky for it. And technically you are a bigger baby than your baby. So
you that both get changed on the same schedule. You both have to be wiped on the same schedule.
As a baby mama, I would be pissed.
The double baby mama.
That's all I would say. Like, not much fun and a lot of work. It's called that's why here we have nursery homes, you know, so that shit don't happen.
Yeah. Apparently, too, people have been doing, instead of the nursing homes, they've been doing cruises. They said, F the nursing home. They just live on a cruise ship.
Which, I would do the same. It's very pirate shit, huh? Like, when you're done with your life, let's go for a cruise. If I die, I die.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
That's the way to go.
Oh, literally.
So you've been on the West Coast for the past 2 months, and you've been working with, you just, like you said, Alterotic, and, you know, with some other adult studios, and you've done a bunch of collabs for your OnlyFans with like Robbie Apples and Katana Montana and Steve Ricks and many more. So how's your trip into the West Coast? How's things been going so far? And what do you got planned for the future?
Seems like you've really been deep in my holes by now, because Jesus Christ, you know everything. I don't even have to answer the questions. You've already been there, done that. Like, hello, how long are you subscribing?
Well, I mean, it's great content. Everyone should subscribe. If you haven't, go do it now.
He knows all of that off the top of his head.
Right. Sure. That was all my own research.
I love my diehard fans. They are the best. Especially when they're from Italy. So technically, the trip is tripping. Tripping hard. Honestly, looking forward for this month specifically because I will be doing my showcase. So I'm currently casting the male performers for it because it will be a big, big thing. I will be doing my very first airtight. I never did airtight. So.
Oh, we were just talking about this.
Will do my very first airtight. Yes.
Do you do you listen to Tom Segura's podcast, Your Mom's House?
No,
I have.
Have you heard about this?
Yeah,
have you seen this?
I heard about the guy. I saw him on TikTok.
Yeah. Tom Segura's podcast. They've recently, last like 2 weeks, just been on this hot streak of talking about airtight, which is, you know, one in the A, one in the V, one in the M, the mouth.
Yeah.
And that comes everywhere.
Thank you for the explanation.
And then two in the ears, right? That's, and then some of the, yeah, we got it, sure.
If we're calling it airtight and you want to go a little harder with the thing, it should be in the nostril, if anything. Because you're right. Airtight. I don't breathe through my ears. Not even me. Not even me. I'm Eastern European, not enough, I guess.
God damn.
Fuck.
I'm an idiot. Shit. Yeah.
I knew that I was missing something.
God damn it. I knew it was just so free. Son of a bitch.
So, bloody all right, hell. So bloody hell. So, okay, so you're going, so you have your first airtight coming up. You excited?
Oh, fuck yeah. I mean, listen, you will just make me shut up from every side. There's nothing more exciting than that. Like, I don't think I was ever quiet enough. So now we will test it if it's possible. Or if I will just explode. I don't know. We'll see.
You fill up like a hot air balloon.
We will be testing how long you can keep Eastern European women to be fucking quiet.
So when you're looking for these male performers, like, what are the kind of things you're looking for?
Well, they need to work good with each other, because I know how to work with my halls. They need to know how to operate them in between each other, so they, you know, don't fight over one and the rest is just chilling and waiting, you know.
Yeah, what do we do, rock paper scissors shoot for the
that's the thing. You have to read the body language and be capable of working around other people. It's like, you know, it's like football, just I'm the ball. And you don't kick me, you fuck me. So you use the third leg equally intensive as the rest of your friends. That is three. The game is of three, you know, and you have to and the rule of the game is to keep the holes filled in every time possible.
Which one, you know? Which one do you want, Matt? Would you go MV or
you're
A?
Missing one boy, but you're missing one person in your room to do it. So
I know, but the only thing is the guy in the V and the guy in the A are kind of close to each other.
That's one of the parts that is actually tricky, because they need to be kind of comfortable when they, you know, kind of
takes good teamwork.
Because, you know, gonna be
it's
close.
About
yeah.
keeping it close enough, but not too close. So they don't keep feeling like uncomfortable, and then they don't start looking too deep into each other's eyes. So I don't feel left out.
You're right. I mean, the positioning has to be like the guy so the one guy's on bottom, you're on top of him, then the other guy goes behind you, and then there's another guy that stands over the guy on bottom and he's in front of your face, right? Like, that has to be the positioning, right?
I mean, we have to move positions and such, but I will add to the concept of this airtight idea, I will be hanging in suspension, so they can, you know, move me around as much as they want. I will be just, you know.
That's going to be tricky, but that is
exciting. Oh, that would be great. That would be great. I already did one gangbang that was on the list of things you had to read for me.
It was a pleasure to read that.
So that was 4-on-1. And the 4-on-1 was DP in a suspension, and it was the best thing ever. That's why I decided to do the airtight in suspension too, because it's so cool. Because, you know, I'm a heavy girl. I have big tits, big ass, all that good stuff, yeah? So to not be bothered about it too much, and so the holes are as available as possible, being in suspension would be the best thing ever. And they literally can play with me, like, with the ball in the air, so that's cool.
What are you suspended by, and how?
Chains.
Swing?
I will be in chains.
Oh, even more.
It's for my new project. This is for my new project. I'm working with people who also run Alterotic, and I will be opening a new website called heavier.com, and it will be all about mixing porn and metal music, and that scene will be for my showcase, so it will be, you know, as metal as fuck.
Yeah, love it.
Can I swear here? I can swear, right?
You can say
fucking
whatever
fine.
Fuck you want. We don't care.
Okay,
yeah.
That's fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
I love that already for myself. So yeah, it will be metal as fuck, literally. It will be all anal, simply just, and then technically, obviously, all the other holes should be used as much as possible. So I have big plans.
Yeah,
I also
obviously.
Try to obviously, yeah. It's big ass, big expectations. Let's be honest. And my holes are pretty hungry. So the second part of the showcase, it's me versus 9 other guys, and let's see who will win that one.
1v9.
I have a feeling you're gonna come out on top.
I will come more multiple times.
I feel like nobody loses in that game. I feel like everybody. No,
it's a win-win situation for all my hosts.
Oh yeah,
and so, I will not let one guy out. So we will have make them all happy.
Nine men enter, no men leave.
How do you prepare for those scenes? Like, you're going to have the airtight scene, and then right after that, you have the nine guy scene?
It's not right after. My asshole need to breathe in between a little bit. You know?
Yeah, you got to give her, yeah, you got to give it like 2 hours.
I have to keep it forever, and it's still useful on a daily basis. So I would rather have it in one piece. So I do breaks in between big groups.
Smart.
Usually, you know, for the
same,
you know, because my ass get tired too, you know, when it's so much fun.
Right.
Yeah.
How I prepare? I mean, technically, I spent quite a long time with in a relationship with a guy who really like anal, so I think my hole is ready for everything. Because I like it in my private life, so I just keep it, you know, exercised regularly.
Yeah.
And we're good. We're good. We're rolling.
We had Colby Jansen on the show recently. And he had talked about how because he does, you know, he does like trans and gay porn and some straight porn, and he does like everything. But he had talked about for anal, he's like, Imodium is like your best friend when you're doing that kind of stuff.
Don't get to Imodium fart. They are the biggest enemy.
Imodium is your enemy?
No, Imodium fart.
Oh.
There is a thing called Imodium farts, and trust me, you don't want to be nowhere near it. Even I feel disgust with myself when they happen.
Wow.
Because Imodium stops you. It's the opposite of like X-lax.
Right.
Like, you still eat because you have to live, right? So you still eat, but everything what goes out is basically just farts. So it's like, you know, oxygen version.
Man,
it's like a concentrated version of it.
Yeah, it
yikes.
It's nasty.
Not for the faint of heart.
Oh my god, no. Honestly, I'm sure multiple relationship broke over Imodium farts.
Imodium farts.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, why wouldn't they? You know.
I mean, come on. You have to really, really love someone to go past that.
Yeah, for sure. They must have a great personality.
To that, okay? And that says something.
For sickness and health with Imodium farts, I do.
Everybody wants porn star until that doesn't happen, okay?
It's all fun and games.
It's all fun and games and anal, and then there is Imodium farts. And
You time to pay the piper.
And that's when you know it's real rough.
That's that's how you know it's real rough.
Because everybody wants anal, nobody wants Imodium farts.
Yeah. Everyone wants to have the fun, but no one wants to go with it. Yeah.
If you're going to make an omelet, you got to break a couple eggs.
Oh my God. It definitely breaks something. I'm not sure if it's eggs.
Okay. So also we want to talk about, you have your cam shows on Fetish Hive, and you also have a new thing, F2F, that you're like one of the lead people on. So talk to us, what do we have coming up on Fetish Hive, and then what do we got going with F2F?
So on F2F, I'm ambassador, and technically it's like quicker, better, funnier, nicer, more accessible OnlyFans, because I can actually use it for the content I do, and OnlyFans hate that content because it's too much for them to take, you know, by a fam, if you know what I mean. It's a pump too far for them to take it, and I like to put it all the way, you know, to the fucking balls, you know. Okay,
So
technically I'm possibly too hardcore for them to take it, and F2F can take me in every single inch of me. So I'm ambassador for them. They're much quicker, they're much nicer, the layout is better, and I just simply enjoy working with them better, because as a creator I feel like they listen to me, where OnlyFans can suck my dick. So because they're completely clueless and careless when it comes to creators like me.
Yeah.
And when it comes to Fetish Hive, I'm a creative lead that try to build a fetish specific live cam, because we don't have that. Again, most of the companies have simply just like the mainstream stuff, and fetish people have to kind of like find their way into it and whatever. And I decided to come up with a product that is specifically for fetish people like me. So it's, you know, a little bit more tailored, a little bit better created, and have unique features. So for example, since I'm a dom, naturally I'm dominatrix, right? My biggest problem with mainstream platforms when I'm streaming is people coming over and be like, oh my god, are you submissive? Are you submissive? I'm like, no, the fuck I am. So do I look submissive? If I do, I'm sorry, I will change it in right with this moment. Yeah. So it's like, you know, the quality of traffic is not the same. So yeah. What I have come up with is for example, feature when people don't register, just simply, I like girls, I like boys. We don't have genders. We have, I'm submissive, I'm dominant, or I'm curious about it, because some people are very curious about it, but the only thing they know about fetish is 50 Shades of Grey and something they found in their mama's, you know, wardrobe closet, whatever.
Yeah.
But so they are afraid to ask, but they're very curious. So I try to like open the door for people who are into like more specific stuff. I'm trying to make it a little more accessible for people who just want to experience it. And for creators who would like to, for example, be more fetish specific, you know, sit on balloon or on the cake or just do feet stuff instead of doing the entire fucking spectrum of it. And, you know, for people to understand the fetish is more than just being whipped to the fucking, you know, limits, or it's not necessarily the most painful thing. It can be just simply financial stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm trying to create some new product that is useful for people in my industry, because I care about my industry a lot. And I think like we're missing that.
No, honestly, it's a genius idea. So I could not agree with you more. One of the things that I harp on this show is that YouTube just came out with this demonetization list. It had like 837 different words that you could use that get you demonetized. So they're like, they're overdoing it when it comes to like overcutting the content a little bit. So what you're saying is that you're creating a space, and there is a market for this, where you can have fetish. If you're into fetish, this is the place to go. This is the spot for you. If you're interested, if you're curious, even, you know, if you want to try it, whatever. And this is where you can get like the best fetish content, where there's too many regulations on OnlyFans.
It's specifically for live streamers, because technically, of course, we can try to live stream as a fetish performer through people on OnlyFans, but that usually end up with banned accounts. And I also want fetish performers to like have extra way of monetization, because usually the best way is to make a clip and hopefully it will sell. Where technically there is nothing for like live stream concept. And I know there is plenty of dominas who would be happy to do sissification, for example, or something else on their slaves, but while having, for example, live stream of just their feet, and nothing else, It will not sell on mainstream platform, because mainstream platform is for everybody and people will get just simply weird out. But on the platform that have enough keywords for people who are simply into feet, for example, to find just feet stuff and nothing else. Because as a fetishist also, you don't really want to go across this entire process of looking for what you want, because it's a boner crusher.
Yeah.
You want to find, you're into something and you don't want to have a, like, if there is nothing more. There is nothing more that will make me more dry than, for example, being submissive and finding only dominative people on the other side. Like, how long can you last with a boner in your hand until you get what you want? It's something that the sooner you can find it, the more the more satisfying will be the experience.
You're 100% right. You lose interest when you're scrolling and looking and can't find it. You want to be able to find it right. I could not agree more. You got to get the demon out. You can't be messing around scrolling trying to get the demon out. You know what I mean?
Literally. Exactly. So you don't want vanilla bullshit. You want this and that. And it's supposed to be available. And same thing with the performer. If you do specific stuff, you like to be connected with people online who looking for it. And like, we have clip stores, plenty of them that are easy to find. We have no webcam companies doing it, because they're all broad and mainstream. And the only difference is like freemium or premium, so you can see pussy for free or you can't see pussy for free. And I feel like we're missing out on a lot of product there, so I'm trying to create one right now.
No, honestly, genius idea. And it's, you know, what I mean, being at the ground floor, honestly, it's something you saw a need and you're filling a need. Really, like, it's people are going to look back and be like, oh, that's such a great idea. Why didn't we think of it? You know what I mean? Like, it's one of those things. You're good on you. And I love too that you're becoming like, it's almost like you're a spokesman for your craft, you know? That's a great thing.
Yeah, well, I am a fetishist. So I am fetishist myself on both sides. I not only am content creator and someone who does the king stuff for people to watch, I was always on the other side too. So as a customer in the way myself, I know what I'm lacking. And as a creator, I know what I'm lacking. So it's like no brainer to create something what is missing. Like, what's the point of being another this and another that if we have so many products missing on the market, and it's better to be first.
True.
Simple as that.
Very true.
A place where it's easy to find and it's specifically catered to.
There was a one day when someone sit down and be like, oh my God, how about we will create a platform that will be only for fans, and we call it Only Fans, and boom, there are now fucking filthy rich, huh?
Yeah.
Is there restrictions on OnlyFans?
Oh, for love of God. Well, let's not even go into that fucking rabbit hole. It's so deep, even I don't want to go there.
I thought it was a free-for-all. It's not?
No.
Oh, my God. Now they're banning everything. You can't even use word like gangbang. You can't go outdoor. You can't. It's just boring.
That's the thing. Like, that broke shit. You know what I mean? Like, that's the stuff that's going to make you broke.
Yeah. I feel about YouTube, like you said, Matt. Exactly. He's like, there's 831 words you can't use. I'm like, we need to just start a separate video hosting website that's just like, hey, like, you put everyone up.
Yeah.
You don't get monetized, you don't get money. We'll just host the server space. Go nuts.
Dude, honestly, that's what's going
to
happen.
That sounds good to me. I like to go nuts.
As soon as there's a platform created where there isn't all these restrictions, where it's like, you can be inappropriate but not offensive. Like, you know, no one's coming on saying the N-word and things like that. Like, barring all that, like, we should be able to have these types of discussions. Like, we're not catering to kids. Like, this is an adult show, and we list it as adult content. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, like, we're not, like, there should be no reason that there should be any shadow ban on this. But that's what happens all the time because they have so, like, all that bullshit. So, either way, but let's keep it moving. So, you said that you've always been into, like, kink. What kind of, like, do you remember what spurred you to really, like, find your love of kink and, like, different kind of things and fetish things like that?
I was always filthy, I guess. I don't know. It's daddy issues and mommy issues, I guess.
Sure. We all got them.
I will be honest. I'm sure there is you would have to ask exactly my therapist. I use pineapple support because, you know, I think it's a lot of childhood trauma mixed with there has to be something broken in me. It's the European upbringing, a little bit, you know, something from my childhood, I guess.
Were your parents and open?
What?
What the with the pineapple comment? Like, were your parents open? Were your parents like swingers?
No, my parents have been absent, so.
Oh, well, that'll also do it, yeah.
You know, my daddy was never there. My mom was somewhere else also. So technically, I grew up reading filthy books about vampires, listening to metal, and always wearing all sorts of alternative stuff and looking like a goth girl myself. I don't know. I'm blaming, you know, vampire stories and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, of course. Twilight. You kidding me? It's all Twilight.
Oh, fuck off. Not Twilight. This is not vampire. That's bullshit. Jesus. So now we offending each other, huh?
That's what we're doing.
That's what we're doing. And I thought I like you.
I was going to say, those metal bands, are they like Eastern European metal bands? Because like,
yeah, I love Behemoth.
Those are real red.
I love
That's
Behemoth.
Real metal.
Behemoth is my favorite. It's Polish. But if we're talking about like the black metal stuff, it's actually Norway, not Poland, but we're close enough. Yes, I'm into brutal Norwegian black metal, yes.
Yeah.
I might look sweet, but I would absolutely eat your cat. No, I would.
The wall of death.
But I would fuck myself with a cross.
I mean, wouldn't we all?
I technically did that already. So, yeah. I also have a thing for sex in public places.
My Irish Catholic grandmother just rolled over in her grave and you said,
"Oh, I hope ass up now." Let's call her step grandma. I mean, I don't mind if she's cold. I'm Eastern European. Did I mention that?
Right. It's always cold there. So you're saying you're a big fan of outdoors and everything like that as well?
I love outdoor sex. Yes, I love risky stuff, and the technically top of the list still is having some intense sexual intercourse in the church during the mass. That's like top of my thing, specifically in confessional. That's the spot, that the sweet spot I really want to hit. But the problem is I don't go to church at all. So.
That's the ultimate glory hole.
Wow, I mean, could you imagine just you're in church and they're like. Oh,
no, it's that the turn-on is to technically do it with knowing that people are there, but being like silent enough and being a good girl. Jesus, I tell you too much.
Oh, all right. Well, hey, yeah, I mean, if you want to see those fans, just ask for it on F2F and maybe one day you'll get it, huh?
There I you really go. Hope there will be someone who will put me in the place in the church during the mass. That's all I would say.
I mean, you know, there's plenty of, I mean, yeah.
I mean, hey, yeah.
God willing, right, guys? You know? All right. So, Sabien, we have some questions for you. We call them the disputed questions. I have my view on these questions. Justin has his. And we want to ask you to see where you fall in reference to these questions. Are you ready?
Awesome.
Okay. First question. What movie do you think is better? The Godfather Part 1 or The Godfather Part 2?
One.
Correct.
You're pretty quick on that answer.
Yes. First one is usually like there would be no two without one. So.
Okay. All right. Fine. 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 If that's how you feel, fine. Okay.
Are you feeling offended? Personally touched?
No, I don't get. I mean, no, I don't get offended by these at all. Your choice is your choice. Okay.
The
wrong choice. So it's up
like
to you.
Asking what would be better, egg or the fucking chicken? Well, there will be no chicken without the egg, right? Wow. Oh, and now I can see the fucking numbers. Like, oh my god!
I don't know, my brain. Kinda, I think
so. What did you just do to me? Okay. What about Cheetos? Do you like Cheetos crunchy or puff?
Crunchy. I like the texture.
See, now you're getting it right. Okay. What do you like better, pancakes or waffles?
Waffles.
That's right. You like waffles better. Very good. Excellent answer. Would you rather do an amusement park or a water park?
Water park. I like it wet. I'm sorry. We will be not married, but we can be friends.
Yes. We will not be married.
We will be not married, but we can stay friends forever if you want to. But you still need to cook me a pasta, okay?
Done.
I love short conversation.
I'm not perfect, but I'm anyway close enough to son, okay?
Okay. Do you game at all? Are you a gamer?
Yes.
Xbox or PlayStation?
Depends on the game, but I will go with PlayStation.
Yeah.
Oh, look at him being excited.
Yeah. Xbox is for fags.
What is your? All right.
Some of the games I'm playing is not even on Xbox. So Xbox sucks balls. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's sucks cheap balls. And it's shit. I would rather do PC.
It is cheap and it is shit. You heard her?
What? Fuck? It makes it even sound a lot worse with that accent.
It is cheap and it is shit.
You're cheap shit. You are cheap shit.
Cheap and it's the shit, yeah.
You are crumb.
Is this? How is this, my dude?
What game,
this accent.
What game are you, like, do you have a favorite game or game you're
of
playing right
I
now?
Of course I have my
you...
favorite games. Like, how would I play them if they wouldn't be my favorite? Come on.
Fuck me. All right, sorry. Jeez.
We got a war.
What is that?
Progress quickly. Fuck me. I mean, chill. We still talking. We still on the talking level. Okay.
All right. What is your favorite game?
I'm a huge fan of Diablo.
Oh, good
I love
game.
Diablo.
Very good game.
And then obviously, since I'm Polish, I would not be Polish enough if I wouldn't like The Witcher, right?
Is that a Polish game?
Of course, and the story is Polish. Oh my god.
Really?
You know so much about me and you don't know nothing? Disappointment.
The only thing Matt knows about...
Entire universum of... Oh, now we are screwed. We will talk about it for 25 minutes or straight.
Please.
Universum of Witcher is created by a Polish writer. It's all Polish. Oh. And the company who did the game is also Polish. Project Red or whatever is their name, it's also Polish people only, so simply. And technically, even the series in Netflix was co-produced by and co-directed by Polish people.
Yeah, the only thing Matt knows about Polish people is about their submarines.
And their kurwas, huh?
Kurvas? What is a kurva?
You don't know what kurva is? Oh my god. You really didn't make your homework. Jesus. Now I will have to school you on Polish for like 2.5 hours before we even get to the Witcher part.
What is where kurva?
I will not shut up. Kurwa is the most non-Polish swear word that everybody knows. I mean, technically for you, as Italian, kurwa is just like, you know, sharp turn or something, right? Okay. We don't have kurwas periculosas. We have simply just kurwas. But we can use kurwa like it's equally as complicated and simple as fuck. So if I call you a kurwa, it means that you are a whore. If I say just simply a kurwa in between, it means that I'm very emotional about the topic. So I will be, oh, kurwa. It means, oh, yeah. Fuck. There is, okay, you have to go on YouTube. There is a guy from Canada called Furious Pete, and he make entire class about how to use kurwa in Polish language in different ways.
Oh, nice. All right. Very cool. I mean, I had no idea, but now I'm going to start using kurwa.
Kurwa is like, and there is a, my fans knows that kurwa is the thing because basically I am bilingual most of the time, so I don't struggle much with my broken English to not, you know, I do operate my broken English enough so for people to understand me. And I can use it to certain moments. And those two moments when I'm losing my bilingual brain and it's simply just kurwas and oh my god and oh and whatever, it's when I come for real or when I'm super fucking angry. There is no in between. That's the moment. Damn. When the, or it, like, you know, the ancestors are coming out of me with full force. I release my Polish demons and I just scream all sorts of fucking blasphemy in Polish, you know?
It's both ends of the spectrum. It's at the best of times and at the worst of times you will hear kurwas.
It can still be the same time, technically, because there's nothing better than hate fuck.
Have you? Oh, it's the best. Oh, that is, I mean, that's, yes, like almost, that's
slap
like a
me,
drug
disrespect
in itself.
Me and then come inside me. That's what I love the most.
I mean, yeah. If you want
to,
you know, that's the best.
Again, we're going back
to
the daddy issues, huh?
I have that right. Bumper sticker on my car.
Slap me, disrespect me, come inside me.
Yeah.
I hope
the
it's
three
I
most
hope
important
petrol.
Things.
I hope your car is going on petrol because if it says slap me, disrespect me, and come inside me, you don't want diesel inside, huh?
I mean, Justin, have you ever been with a girl that spoke a different language in bed?
Have you ever slept with a Japanese woman?
You lost him on the moment when you asked, have you ever been with a woman? She was already like, oh shit.
I've been with a man who speaks Gaelic.
Oh my god, that was a slam dunk.
You gotta be on the show.
Right in
the crowd.
What do you do every Tuesday, yo? Are you available?
Yeah, would you want to co-host?
I do Taco Tuesday. You know, once you go taco, you never go back.
All right, fuck. Oh.
Okay, so yeah.
Anyway,
like
Japanese people ooh instead of ah, and that's kind of weird. Like the first time you experienced that, it's like, ooh, and you're like, that's weird.
How much manga do you watch?
None. Well,
what is
a little manga?
And now I see on your face. Well, if Hunter is manga, then a lot.
Oh, I can't beat off the cartoons. It's too weird. But I do watch anime, TV shows.
Yeah. Okay. So now we know where you come with this fucking knowledge, huh?
So, all right, let's keep it
moving.
How
many French movies did you watch to know that they do wee 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 when they come?
And their vaginas go the other way. A lot of people don't know that.
Oh, you definitely didn't see one single Japanese lady naked, huh? As long as you didn't try to put your dick in her eye.
It looked when an antenna.
Maybe that's why they're making it sound drunk.
I was like, there's two of them right next to each other.
Wrong hole in Japanese.
Oh, that's too funny. That's wrong hole in Japanese when you try to put your dick in her eye. That's hilarious.
No, I hope at least she had watery eyes because otherwise it could be a little bit.
Yeah, nothing. No one should.
I mean,
drive
technically, sure. Aside of the fact that I'm actually taking absolute piss out of you, there is a fetish in Japan for fucking into eyeballs and it's pretty popular.
Is there?
Yep.
Like into the eye socket?
Yeah. Yeah.
So what, you have to find someone that has like one eye or?
Yep. Hole is a hole, I guess, in Japan.
Have you heard of, do you know what a stoma is?
Oh.
Teach me, daddy.
So they're like when you can't ingest food through your esophagus, they put like a G-tube in your stomach. And basically, it's a straight line into your intestines. And it's it's an open orifice. And in the United States, when you get a stoma put in, you have to sign a waiver that says you won't let people put their penis inside your stoma hole. Basically, it's
that's some weird Iowa shit.
Yeah,
it was kind of shit you can find on
Alabama, or I don't know where you're doing stuff like that. But I really, I don't visit those states. I'm in different states, I think.
It's the concept that it's.
I'm so sorry if I offend someone, but it sounds like Alabama concept.
Oh, well, it's just one of those things where it's like. That's just human nature. Like, they see a hole on someone, they're going to try and fuck it.
That's not human. Like, it's a male concept, you know?
Right. Sure. Yeah.
I mean, I understand. It's wet, it's hot, and it's not rainy, so.
Right. Yeah.
It's right there. You know, like, why not use it?
Right. Pretty much the only requirement.
That's the European concept. We like to recycle stuff, so.
Yeah. And then all they have to do is just disrespect them, slap them, and come inside them, and that's the trifecta.
Exactly. Yeah. And then they call it broken but adorable.
Okay, one more disputed question.
Oh my god, they will completely kill me for that interview.
Broken but adorable.
I eat too much pussy today. That's my explanation for being canceled this time.
me too. Yeah, I'm drunk on pussy. Yep.
We're all just drunk.
We're all just pussy drunk right now. Hello.
Perfect. Do you want to spell my finger? No.
So, last question. When it comes to eating chicken wings, do you do the drums or the flat?
I'm from Poland. We eat entire chicken.
You eat bones and all.
And the feet.
Bones and everything.
Everything, really. Like, I like to crunch. I told you. My favorite texture the bones, is really? The crunchy one. I will eat entire thing, including the fucking in between. Well, how do you call it?
Cartilage.
Yes, that. It is my favorite. Honestly, it's my favorite. I love to crunch from cartilage.
My favorite guest.
You are the best guest we've ever had on this show.
My step-grandfather, he was full-blood Ukrainian, and his wife would serve
him. That's why your grandma is ass up in the fucking ground.
Serve him a full half chicken cut right down the middle, and he would return the plate back clean.
Yeah. Bones, I also skin. Love to suck on the bones. Speaking about my mukbang, that's the mukbang video that I
What is a mukbang? I wrote that down.
What it is eating food on the video, basically. That's mukbang. It's also on YouTube and stuff.
Eating and fucking at the same time is a mukbang?
No, I was just eating naked. That's why it was adult, not like, but
that's what mukbang is, eating naked.
Mukbang is also, you can also find mukbang on like YouTubes and stuff, but on YouTube, obviously, it's usually people being dressed and a little bit more, you know, kids friendly, I guess. I was simply doing it completely naked, and I was really intensely sucking on the bones because I was actually eating chicken. So if you want to see how I eat my chicken, go on my ManyVids and you can see how well I can suck on the bones. It's award-winning sucking on the bones and eating cartilage concept.
Damn, award-winning. Wow.
Award-winning sucking on the bones, you see? I start with the chicken, I finish with gangbang. Now it's time for airtight sucking.
So okay, let's keep it moving then. So that was disputed questions and we nailed it. I want to keep moving to everyone's favorite segment.
Justin doesn't have any questions. That's all. That's it. We done.
It's funny you mentioned that, because the next segment is gonna be J Dub's questions, where Justin here is gonna ask you some questions, and if you want to answer them, feel free. So go ahead, Justin, take it away.
Did you get a sex talk as a child?
Sex what?
Like,
sex
did your talk. Parents sit you down and explain to you how the birds and the bees work?
Do I look like someone explained it to me?
No.
No.
They did a great job. Whoever explained sex to you nailed it.
If they explained it to you, they explained way too much.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm a walking, talking example of kids don't watch porn when you're young. And please don't steal your dad's newspapers from under the toilet.
Is that where he kept his porn, under the toilet?
Yeah.
So he'd go drop basement. Some heat and look at some tits? Like,
as East European that sound, it was basement toilet, because he was going always to, you know, put the fire in, you know, make the heating work, whatever, and bunch of stuff, starting with Playboys and whatever else. That's why I always want to be a Playboy model, just to piss off my daddy, and I achieved that 3 times.
Wow. Look at
just
you.
Just nice. This year.
Good for you. That's great. You have incredible.
You have a dream car?
Yes.
What is it?
Hellcat.
Yeah?
Yeah, I want a Hellcat. I want a Hellcat charger. Oh my god.
They have the what is it, the red eye? They have like the extreme version of it. Have you seen that?
Look at me and look at the extreme version and ask me one more time, do you want it?
Does your hoodie have earrings? Yes. Okay.
What car do you want it? American muscle, it turns me on. What can I say?
What color would you want it to be?
I wanted black and red. Like, come on, look at my hoodie one more time.
Why did I even ask?
Why did you even care? Or at least red. Like, if I will have to choose one color, it will be red. It has to look angry. It has to look muscly, and it has to look like you would like to hear it room room in next to you, or in you.
Yeah, room room.
The room room. Oh.
Like, when
the muscle is talking to me, you know.
We go to the bar, what drink do you order?
Depends with who I'm going with. Do I have to behave or can I be myself?
No,
be yourself.
Yeah.
Then vodka Red Bull.
Nice. Vodka Red Bull. God, you're a gangster.
Because single vodka is like meh, it's for
sure. That's for pansies. Right. Duh. Hello.
Yeah, we need
you're Polish. A single vodka. Come on. What is it? Come on. What are we doing?
To offend me here.
Yeah.
any broken bones?
Bones or boners? No, I'm joking.
Yeah, you break any boners?
Oh, it happened a few times, yes. Be careful. Slippery when wet, you know? But I give it a kiss or seven and it was fine.
Oh, okay. Great.
Yeah. It wasn't like completely broken. It was slightly
wonky
for a second. Yeah. But it continue going, so I think it's fine. Broken bones. I sprained my ankle once, if that counts.
Nope. Ever been in the back of a cop car?
Nope. What?
Ever been in the back of a cop car?
I played the fifth.
Smart.
The fifth.
No, I wasn't. I mean, I was. I don't know.
It's fine.
It's all right. You don't have to tell us. It's cool.
No, I'm trying to think. I mean, I didn't broke many laws. I just drink alcohol in public places, and in Poland it's illegal. So
Same. That's
Wu's kind of thing. I wasn't like that gangster, unfortunately.
Sometimes they give you a ride home and they just make you sit in the drunk tank. It happens to the best of us.
It wasn't fake cop. Yeah. That's all I would say.
Hamburger Helper. Have you had it? Do you like it?
No, I never had it. Are you taking me there?
It's not a place, but it's a delicious meal.
If you want to fall in love with a guy, have him make you Hamburger Helper, and then you'll be in love.
Notes taken.
Would you trade a finger for $300,000?
Yes.
Which finger?
Yeah, right. Same. Everyone picks
gets rid of the pinky. Yeah.
Who needs pinky? I mean, right. I have the other one when I drink my... Oh, bullshit. I'm a metalhead. Maybe that will be fucking...
Ooh. Okay, whoa.
Yeah. You got ring finger?
Wait, you get rid of your ring finger?
Then I will give this one. On
your left hand?
What is your
tattoos? Yeah, this one is not possible. I'm already divorcing, so this one is not necessary. So we can keep this one, and this one, that this can go. I still look pretty...
What if you want to get remarried?
Yeah, what's it spell? Is it going to mess up the words?
Yeah, what does it say?
Yeah, it will mess up
this?
The words, yes, but I will not give you my thumb. I need my thumb.
Yeah, everyone needs their thumb. That's what separates us from the apes.
No, that's not the reason. I can be an ape. It's fine.
Can't we all?
I will definitely not remarry. I make mistakes once, okay?
Fair enough.
All right. What does your tattoo say when you do this?
Titanium.
Titanium?
Mm-hmm.
Sick.
Like the song?
No, like the metal? Metal in the world.
Yeah, like the strongest.
Oh, now I get it.
I mean, if I will just, decide to give half of each, then I still can do this and I don't lose my tattoo.
Ooh.
Maps.
It's a fair trade. Can you beat up your 19-year-old self?
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. With a pleasure.
Yeah.
I'm going to gym now. That time I was just drunk, so definitely.
It shows.
Do you have a nemesis?
Ooh.
Wow, we went deep. I didn't expect that.
Besides James Bond, obviously.
I will prepare my ass for that. I didn't know that it will slide like that intensely.
He puckered a bit.
No, I don't think so. I am the nemesis, if anything.
Do you have anyone that you refuse to shoot with?
Yes.
You don't have to say who, but... So
yeah,
what
do. We all have. We all do have. Like, yeah. We all meet assholes in this industry and outside of it, to be honest.
Yeah, me too. I have people I wouldn't shoot with.
Yeah, literally. I have people I would shoot. That's different.
I won't shoot with Matt.
Like,
not anymore.
Not like, for last time.
Yeah, like not the last the knee,
not with them.
What can you tell us why you don't want to shoot with the person?
Because she is a low esteem and mentally unstable absolute bitch that spreads shit about me all over the internet. Is that deep enough?
That's a good enough answer for me.
Whoa. Whoever this bitch is, I'll slit her throat. How dare she? Oh, how she dare like she?
It will give her another hole to be fucked in.
Damn. Damn.
You're only making her more profitable. Huh? You're only making her more. You'll only make her more powerful.
And also more silent. So then she gained two things in one go. Wow. She shut up, don't talk shit, and have an extra haul. We don't do that.
You damn. Have a. You have a favorite conspiracy theory?
Oh, plenty. I have tons. Yes.
Give me one. Just one.
Your well, favorite. I'm sure that Marilyn Monroe was killed.
Yeah,
Marilyn Monroe.
What certain. About the theory she was smelly? You ever hear that?
Yeah, apparently she has like really bad hygiene. I've heard that. Rumor.
Rumor was she smelled, but Joe DiMaggio loved her, and Jolton Joe was one of the best baseball players in the
yeah.
America.
Joey I mean, D some wasn't going like with
that.
No
like,
smell.
I'm not kink shaming anybody. If people like that, then I have nothing against it. I just feel like someone really important didn't like what she knew, and she was intelligent. She wasn't that dumb like we saw her. That's yeah. one thing, and the other thing, I think Hitler escaped to fucking Argentina.
Same, yeah. sick. That's yeah. a great conspiracy.
I always thought this too. From
you
Marilyn
see that
Monroe.
Show on Amazon Prime, Hunters.
No. Oh, great show. Great show.
I listen to podcasts about it more than I watch shows because I don't have time to watch shows that much. Unfortunately, sure.
You're
busy
yeah.
bitch.
Yeah, you're busy getting airtight, you know? Yeah. So did you, I mean, so think about this is what I always wondered. Marilyn Monroe was like such a massive sex symbol for so long and she didn't have a ton of competition that like she's had to have been masturbated to like more than anybody. You know what I mean? Because you got to think about it. Like
excuse me, let's be honest. Marilyn Monroe, she's too classy too for everybody. Everybody went dirty thinking about Pamela Anderson.
I mean, maybe.
She was
right?
pre-internet.
She was pre-internet, but there was a tape, right? But there was a few, but like there was like maybe that was a couple years, but there was decades of a picture of Marilyn Monroe with the wind blowing her skirt up. That was like before there was like a ton of porn.
It was different times. It was different times. There was plenty of pinup girls. Pinup was very popular. I was saying she didn't have anybody to compete. It's bullshit because at 50s pinup was very popular and there was plenty of girls like Betty Page doing way more fucking dirty shit and way hotter stuff. Marilyn Monroe was prude as fuck, to be honest, and she was also and she was portrayed as a stupid blonde bitch. What was not even true about her, but technically in 50s it was extremely popular to have half naked girls being portrayed for the soldiers in America. Remember Pamela Anderson sex tape was a fucking legendary porn that everybody been wanking, even thinking it exists.
True. Sure.
Marilyn
has nothing on that
like,
point.
We've all been like, oh my God, Pamela getting fucked. Like we couldn't, in Poland, it was fucking urban legend because we didn't have even fucking VHS or whatever. Internet was also urban legend for a very long time, but everybody been like, oh my God, Pamela get fucked.
It was
and
the first celebrity
Someone actually leaked it. Someone leaked it, you know? Like,
yeah,
that was
the first celebrity sex tape. So wait,
literally
Betty...
first and the most famous till now.
So Betty Page was the pinup queen?
Betty Page was absolutely the pinup queen. Pinup and fetish. She was already doing fetish in that time.
Yeah, really?
Whipping people's butts and looking like a fucking leopard queen.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm educated, my dude.
Thank you. Yeah. Now, I mean, you know, everyone needs new
material.
Thank God
that you know how to cook.
That's my next question. What's the best thing you can cook?
Steak.
So how do you like your steak done?
I love my meat. My meat has to be done pretty, you know, fucking dope. Listen, like I said, the most basic things, they are the most difficult to... And I know how to do pierogi. I'm Polish, okay?
from
very complicated, I know how to do pierogi. My pierogi are absolutely fucking amazing. And if I make you pierogi, that means that we have something serious going on. Really sure. Serious. Yeah.
You're not just going to give your pierogi away to anybody.
I mean, if I give you my pierogi, my dude, you can have my pussy, you can have my ass, but getting my pierogi.
You can get me airtight long before you can get a pierogi out of me.
Oh, listen, I have to speak a lot of kurvas in multiple occasions to get the pierogi. So I can do that, and I also can obviously do all sorts of Polish stuff, you know, because bigos and whatever else. I love to cook. I'm a big foodie. You don't get to my heart through my vagina. You go through my stomach and vice versa. If I care, I cook for you. If you're a piece of shit, you will never taste good stuff from me. Easy. But steaks are my pride and joy because technically it requires a lot of care about choosing the quality of meat. It's like with sex. Quality of meat is important. Where it comes from, how thick it is, how juicy it is, how it's presented. If
it's
I did
color.
If it's perfectly, you know, pink in the middle. You know,
whether it's circumcised or not.
Oh, yeah.
I was about
you're
to say
European.
Something about compact butter, but we already lost it.
What are your okay? Here's a question.
Compound butter is a
compound
special
butter
treat.
Is important. I love garlic butter. It has to be nicely, you know, on the side so you can put it on your steak. I love garlic too. So,
dude, what an invention! They didn't have that when I was a kid.
No. They did. Nobody just gave it to you.
Well, yeah, they didn't give it to me when I was a kid.
They certainly did not. So, okay, so Bien, I want to ask you this. This is a question. You don't have to answer it now. I'm gonna ask. I want to ask you at the end, but. There's two guys here, right?
No shit. I wouldn't know.
There's two. Supposedly there's two guys here, and that means we have two wieners combined, right? There's two wieners total, right? One of the wieners is snipped and circumcised, and one is not.
Okay.
Do you think you could guess who is snipped and who is not?
You're snipped and he's not.
Incorrect.
No?
He's uncircumcised.
Correct.
You don't know who's who.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, when you said it like that, I was like, wait. Yeah, he is.
Wait,
I'm
wait.
Not
so who is and who isn't? Because I see like so Justin is confused himself. Who have it circumcised? Did you not remember?
For a split second there, I was like, wait a sec. No, but no, Justin. Justin. Is snipped and I have a turtleneck. So there you go.
Oh, that's why you will be making me pasta. That makes sense.
So do you have a preference? Because I mean, in Europe, everybody's has a hood, right?
Everybody have a hood.
Some even have piercings in their hood.
I'm like, true. Everybody have a hood in Eastern Europe, you know? Do I have preference? I don't know. You tell me.
She's pro hood.
She's a big fan of the hood.
That's why you belong in Europe, Matt.
I mean, I don't discriminate, but
right.
I like to play with the skin.
I would too. I wonder where mine is. I miss it.
Yeah.
They took it from me.
I mean, your friend can tell you how good it feels.
I've seen it. I've only seen one in real life, and it's his. Jesus.
There's so many people have seen my penis. It's crazy.
All right. I only have two more questions. What's the last movie that made you cry?
Everybody saw my penis too. Yes.
What's the last movie that made you cry?
We don't talk about emotion on the channel. No.
You really are Eastern European. You do not cry at movies.
We don't cry. Tears are for the bitches.
That's an acceptable answer. I'll accept that.
No, I'm sure I did cry somewhere along the lines. I tried to think when, though.
I saw Bambi's mother die. It did nothing to me.
No, that will definitely do nothing.
I saw Marley and Me. I did not flinch when dog die of cancer.
Why would you flinch from cancer? What's wrong with you?
I saw 1917. He run across front line. It does nothing to me.
That's a great movie.
Because it does nothing. I was in Poland. Why would I care?
All right, last question.
Okay, well, I'm sure I did cry on some movies because it's not like I never saw tears in my eyes. No, happens sometimes. Usually when they are dry or when I have pink eye, but still.
That's a hazard of your profession, that's for sure.
Yeah, pink eye happens quite a lot. That's why I wear like a little, you know, more red makeup simply to just be, you know, you never know when the squirt will happen. I'm actually pretty unlucky when it comes to that because even my ex-husband would have some magical power of always coming in my eye even when I was wearing glasses. So
find a way underneath.
Yeah, like in Wanted, it was like curved and right in my eye. I was feeling all fucking, you know, you will do nothing to me. I have glasses. So I was like, ha. Try me, bitch. And he was like, sure. And boing, straight to my eye, even though glasses been clean. I don't even know. Till today, I don't know why and how, but But he also came in my nose once, so I guess it was the intensity of the pressure in his balls or something.
The goggles, they do nothing.
I snore cum for breakfast.
I
can hear the voices from one sparkle of it, you know? It's saying, "Daddy, Daddy, where are you?" It's dark in here. What's happening?
I think we're gonna make it, boys. We're in a nasal cavity. We're not.
Yeah,
imagine
we got a long way to go.
They are. Oh my god.
Yeah,
they be like, "Hey, this is not what they told us on the fucking training." So, well, maybe that's why I have all sorts of fucked up thoughts, because it's still sitting somewhere there and, you know, making me do stuff. But I actually cry from laughter when I was watching a series, When We Hide in the Shadows, what is very great.
Well, yes. Colin Robinson?
Apparently, there is a series as well, on Amazon. I'm not sure.
Hulu.
I think it's Amazon, yeah. And the series is so fucking good.
What? Colin Robinson. What we do in the shadows.
Yes, I was told that I'm very much similar by a guy who told me about it. He said that I'm like Nastya, and I'm like,
you talk exactly like her. Now that you say it.
Wait, so is it a movie that was made? Yeah,
it's
show?
It was a movie, and then they turned it into a TV show. It's on Hulu. It's called What We Do in the Shadows, and it's about Eastern European vampires who moved to America. And they're adapting to American society.
They're trying, and they talk just like her.
Oh, is it great?
It's fantastic.
It's fantastic. It's so good. I'm not even offended, okay? I will not slap him next time when I see him.
You don't
okay?
seem like you get offended by much, to be
Absolutely
honest.
Not. I will take his skin off and wear it. And then
I'm not defended.
Son.
I slit his throat in front of his family, but I am not defended.
Literally, I will still suck his dick if he will be nice next time. Okay, we still can be friends, but not close friends.
I take toes, but I'm not mad.
I will not give him pierogi.
Oh, the fuck not.
No, you gotta be a real hero. To get
apologizing.
All right, I have one last question. Do you have any?
Have to fuck my ass really hard and then apologize multiple times. Then maybe pierogi.
Right, and then also slap you and disrespect you.
And come inside me. But that's what he already did that twice, so we're fine.
Okay. Yeah.
We're
fine.
It's a long road to progress. Do you have any questions for me?
Oh my god. Why you?
Where am I?
Why you? Why I can't have questions to both of you?
No,
you
just
can question
me.
For whoever you want.
I mean, you can ask whoever you want.
I can ask any questions.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I have questions.
Yes.
Okay.
So, what's your origin? Who are your ancestors?
Me?
Yes, because I know he's Italian. And you? Where are you from?
My mother is 100% Irish. And then my bastard father, who I never met, I'm pretty sure is German.
Oh, I'm sure he's not. She lied to you.
I know. She's a lying Irish wench.
You don't look like you have any German blood in you at all.
Fair enough.
Yeah. But Irish, cool. So do you know how to speak in Gaelic or Irish accent?
I mean, I can just mock my mother's Irish accent.
That's not fun.
No.
You're already making mine and it's shit already, so no, thanks. I will pass on this one. Thanks, though. I appreciate that. Okay, Mr. Italian.
Yeah.
Okay, question to you. So how often you visit your country?
Italy? I've been there once.
Oh, you look like that. Okay. Makes sense. So you know it only from Sopranos, how it looked like.
Right. Yeah. Mostly. Okay. Yeah. I've been to New Jersey a lot. Does that?
So you know only Sopranos. It's fine. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Of course.
Do you eat pineapple on your pizza?
I mean,
I know that you do. Not Italian at all.
You're never getting pierogies made for you.
And he's coming.
Damn it.
God damn it. So,
chance at pierogies.
The last one. I know. Now it's only ravioli for you, my dude.
So, okay. We are coming towards the top of time. Sabian, I'll tell you that, like, you are the absolute coolest. And Justin and I are always on the same page for this, but we would love to have you back on the show if you'd be willing to come back.
Absolutely. Prepare yourself better, make a little, you know, research. And I was like, no time.
Yeah, next time we'll have you know, something prepared to say in the beginning that, you know,
bring
says
the third
all the
guy.
Things,
let's
you know.
Do it airtight.
Airtight. The airtight podcast.
Let's go.
It's gonna be a hard sell on my girlfriend, yeah. But
it's fine.
I mean, I have her talk.
I will keep it behind. We will keep it behind us.
I mean, it'll definitely be behind you. Hello, heyo. So, before we get out of here, is there anything you would like to say to your family, friends, and anybody else before we take off?
I'm not sorry about what I said about my mom. I'm so sorry if I offend somebody. I'm Eastern European. My English is broken. Don't take me too seriously. Bye.
Yeah, if you get offended, then get the
it
fuck
was
out
only
of here.
For entertainment purposes only. Please don't quote me on it. Thanks.
If you, if you get offended by listening to this show, then fuck the fuck off. How about that?
You're not ready for my curvas and my pierogies if that offends you.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't accept you me, am I?
If you can't take this, you can't eat my pierogi.
All right, very good. Justin, what do you got before we get out of here?
I don't know what you do on Wednesdays, but like, we need a foreign reporter for our news show. I don't know if you're available for 15 minutes every Wednesday, but... We need a foreign reporter.
Shoot me the details, maybe, just maybe.
All right. If we say,
Nastya, your new reporter will come over with broken English. Nobody will understand. Everybody will laugh.
Beautiful.
Everybody
will love it. That is literally what I'm looking for. New favorite guest. So happy.
Yeah. Oh,
please
come
back.
For sure. You just became the number one guest. We aired episode 329 today. And you are by far the best guest we've ever
had. I swallowed them all, huh?
Damn. Well, speaking of swallowing them all, this has been another episode of the Working Perspectives Podcast. I'm Matt Lavelle. He's J-Dub Justin Richardson. And our guest today is the incredible, the amazing, the outstanding, the beautiful, the one and only Sabienne Demonia. In case you're wondering, you can find all our stuff and all our content and all podcast platforms and YouTube at Work Perspectives Podcast. You know, us on Instagram at Working Perspectives Podcast. You can join us on Twitter and TikTok at Working Pod. And if you'd like to be a guest on the show, please email us at workperspectives@gmail.com. And please like and subscribe so we keep bringing you this sweet, sweet content. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Thanks. See ya.